I just want to make sure everyone's in the right place. If you're going to be a pool monitor in Pennsylvania, that's 104. If you're doing anything else on the hotline, planning on traveling to Ohio, that's in this room.
John Miller is a third-year student at Columbia University Law School. Normally, he'd be studying for exams on a Saturday afternoon, but today he's talking to students from several law schools in and around New York about election law in Pennsylvania and Ohio. He begins by telling them about something known as the Voters' Bill of Rights. It's a brief synopsis of election law that has been widely distributed around the country by so-called election protection groups.
That's going to be, as a poll monitor, your mechanism of engaging a voter, because as they come to the polls and you're stationed outside of the polling place, you're going to hand them a Bill of Rights and say something to the effect of, you know, we're here to protect the vote, we want to make sure that you have a good experience voting, if you have any problems, come see us.
John Miller is a founding member of Impact 2004, a coalition of law students from 70 U.S. schools. They're upset about election irregularities, not just in 2000, but also in a number of important local elections since then.
A lot of times there's misinformation distributed in communities. In Louisiana, 2 years ago, there was information posted in a predominantly African-American neighborhood that if the weather was poor, that people could wait till Friday to vote. And that's clearly incorrect. It doesn't matter what the weather is. People have to vote on election day.
A study conducted in 2001 by two of America's leading technology institutes, Caltech and MIT, found that as many as 6 million votes were lost in the 2000 election because of ballot irregularities and incorrect polling practices. Many of these lost votes belonged to racial minorities who'd had their names mistakenly removed from voter registration rolls. The minority community in the United States has traditionally voted Democratic, and that's why Sarah Monpair, a second-year law student at New York University, signed up to volunteer with Impact 2004.
I'm obviously so upset about the administration and so frightened about the thought of 4 years of Bush, and I hadn't actually done anything on behalf of the election yet, and so I've been getting all these emails and talking to so many law students that have been doing amazing things and law professors that have been doing amazing things, and so I realized that I really wanted to be a part of it.
That said, Impact 2004 is a staunchly nonpartisan group, something organizers have worked hard to emphasize. Sarah Monpair says she's committed to helping everyone cast a ballot, Democrats and Republicans alike. And she says there's a definite connection between the nonpartisan aid she'll be offering at the polls and her own personal hopes for America's future.
The connection is simply making sure that everybody has a right to vote fairly and everybody has their vote count. And if everyone in the country has that opportunity and Bush is elected, then that's a fair election and that's a fair democracy, and I can live with that. It's when that doesn't happen that is, you know, really disturbing for me.
The students volunteering with Impact 2004 will be working with licensed attorneys who are familiar with the sometimes obscure details of state election law. In that sense, being a poll monitor should prove to be a valuable learning experience, according to Layla Halas, a second-year student at Columbia and founding member of Impact 2004.
A lot of law students kind of go through their law school experience just learning black letter law, and a lot kind of are headed for these big corporate firms, and I think it's really great for people to be able to apply their legal skills to everyday life, and I think it's really great for lawyers to be involved in communities and helping people because, you know, lawyers have a pretty bad rap, and it's often deserved.
In addition to Pennsylvania and Ohio, Impact 2004 will be targeting polls in 11 other states where President George Bush and Senator John Kerry are running neck and neck. It's believed that mix-ups in these states could do the most damage to the election's legitimacy. After all, 4 years ago, President Bush won the state of Florida by a margin of just 537 votes, and thousands of ballots that were cast in that state were not counted. I'm Maura Farrell.